So my throat is scratchy and a lot of pollen in the air, a lot of mucus. I have to remind myself to breathe through my nose when it's stuffed up. Threw up a couple times last night of just straight mucus. So decided to rest more, and right now I'm relaxing in this do-it-yourself made pool out of used things found around the yard and basically trash or gifts from friends that was meant to be trash. And watching I'm not sure what language it might be. It might be a Russian or some kind of Asian language, maybe Japanese, but I'm thinking Russian. And so I'm watching Deadpool, this foreign language, and I kind of went about it watching it as like the last step, or a couple other steps before, were to first listen to all of the Easter eggs and the spoilers, find out about the endings and the connection to the comic books, and then finally I have interest in and also hearing reviews from friends, them saying that it's good. I think movies are like food for me. And food is just, it's just bland. I'm thinking that I smoke too much, or just because I smoke at all, it really is killing me in so many ways. I'm just so bored. It's like I make time to smoke cigarettes, and but I don't want to be around and really in public smoking cigarettes, because then you have to deal with smelling and being smelled. I could see how you get really into smoking, you just stop caring and you be desensitized to how you smell. I feel really blessed and grateful to get to live here. I caretake the yard a bit, but I could always do more. I feel so exhausted, and I want to take a break. I'm thinking that it's just because some of my organs aren't working at their full capacity anymore. And it So we'll see in one day at a time on one way, blustering through and making connections and going down in it into the heart of the thing. And in another way, too late. It's all too late. What? So much more to do. Catching up with ghosts and other entities that had to compete in their own way with immortality, art, and conflict devices. I was having a discussion recently with a friend and talking about the adoption of the new name Sid. Because Sid Vicious's name really wasn't Sid, and Sid Barrett's name wasn't really Sid either. So, might as well take up that grievance and keep the ball rolling. Around me, there's wind branches and plastic bags. There's cars and bugs crawling on me, licking the water that I'm soaking in. I feel like having Lyme's disease, I have this being that just kind of is existing with me and just kind of coagulated blood and inflammation. No matter how I do a yoga position, it's not enough because with all of the poison that I put into my body and the carcinogens of cigarettes, pollen, and whatever else that I might not be aware of. I can, I can boast that I don't drink. And people can assume I live a healthy lifestyle. But I don't think there is such a thing as a healthy lifestyle. There's only life. At least I'm not killing myself fast. Instead, I'm killing myself slow. And I might be killing myself faster than I think. This is how I get to have this existence. These memories and this contemplation and this talk. The thoughts that I have of different actions and memories from before. And my talk is making another memory. And it can't be stopped of just the energy waves, so might as well just grab a boogie board. And if you don't have a boogie board or arms or a head, you can always bob. And then if you can't breathe while you had your experience with a temporary life, an anniversary in every birth, fear, terror, grievances, parent burying their children. Children burying their parents. The parents of children burying the children's grandparents. Surrounding me, machinery of these automobiles, and the lizards and birds are out doing their thing, whether it be hiding or lizards and birds are out doing their thing, whether it's hiding or hunting. I hope my mom is not in pain anymore. I appreciate the life she provided me with. I sympathize with how much misunderstanding there was between us. I remember getting to say and acknowledging, even though she doesn't understand the things I say, I know she loves me. And that's even more. So it didn't matter. I hope doing the best for our family. I hope that my father can work his self out of this mess he's put himself in. But I doubt it. It boggles my mind. I cause pain to myself internally because I'm conflicted on what I should do, whether it's keep a job here and caretake the yard, maintain this, or go back east and work on that mess, and I have no unemployment there other than the nonprofit. Which in its own way could be a good push. To get things done. Being out here with this wind and the dirt in it, I'm not directly exposed in the sun or out in an open field. There's walls surrounding me, and a constant breeze, and just the subtle breeze is choking me.